Hi, I'm Dr. Wambui, and welcome to the Drug Chat. I think that the human body is intricately created, making us one of the most amazing living things on earth. In this podcast, we explore how the body works and then apply the drugs. My hope is that with this knowledge, we become better healthcare providers, whatever field of medicine you may be in, better caregivers to our patients or to ourselves. We do take medicines from time to time, don't we? All right, let's break it down. Hey, 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 my podcast friends. Here we are again with antiplatelets, and today's class is thienopyridines. Ooh, I like that name. Thienopyridines. Other people say thienopyridines, but I like the thienopyridines. So the drugs in this class are clopidogrel, ticagrelor, ticlodipine, and prasugrel. Yeah, they have a grol going on there. So before we get into it, let's start with what's happening on a normal working day. The platelets are getting involved in this story. Okay, so on a normal working day, for platelets to form a good plug, they have to go through adhesion, activation, and secretion, and aggregation. And the reason they're doing this is because if you have a bleed, you know, one of your vessels is broken, platelets are the first people on the scene, and they are the ones that are first going to put a temporary plug before all the other nice things that happen to put a fibrin, which is the ultimate clot to come in. All right. So you get a bleed, and then your body, your platelets get some signal saying we have a problem, we need to seal a hole. And the first thing that happens is adhesion, which means that the platelets stick to the torn wall. So where there's that hole, they first start by adhering to it so that we can start sealing the plug. So when this adhesion happens, it kicks in the next thing, the activation and secretion. So once the platelets start sticking where the tear is, they then change shape. I know, sci-fi movie here. So the platelets change shape from a smooth disc to a ball shape that has long arms. And I know you're wondering, what's with the long arms? Well, this beautiful body of ours, it's for the to reach out to other platelets, almost like tapping the other platelets on the shoulder saying, hey, come on down. We have a problem. We need your help. Okay? So that's how they activate them. So once the platelets are activated and they stick together, another thing that happens is that because of that change in shape, there are chemicals inside the platelet that are released, secreted, and they are pushed into the bloodstream. And those chemical signals, they are signals to other platelets to come and help. So here, the platelets are not only using their arms to tap the platelets that are close by to tell them, we've got a problem on aisle 6, let's plug this hole. They are also sending chemicals to all over the body, telling all the platelets that exist in your body, we have a problem and you guys need to come and help us, right? So all the platelets show up. Well, I guess the ones that have been called and got the signal. So once they show up, calling the others is what helps with aggregation. And basically it means all these platelets that showed up for duty form a platelet plug. They not only stick together, but also stick to the blood vessel that has the tear. So that's what platelets are doing on a normal day if you have a cut or a bruise somewhere that is bleeding. So where do the thienopyridines take a role on those three steps, you ask? So let me first introduce another player in these steps of platelets doing their work, something called adenosine diphosphate, ADP. And ADP is a platelet agonist, meaning that's a fancy way of saying that ADP activates a receptor on the platelets so that the platelet can do its job. Remember, there's for the platelets, as they even do the adhesion and all that activation stuff, they has to these they need to be turned on. There's a signal that needs to be sent to the platelets to tell them, hey, we've got some work to do. Well, part of the people that are signaling this platelets that they've got some work to do is ADP. Okay? I keep telling you about this amazing scientist and discoverers. Now, how in the world did they even figure that out? All right? So again, ADP plays a role by causing the platelets to undergo the shape change, to release granule contents and aggregate. So again, they're an agonist. That's a fancy way of saying that they help in the activation. So there's a receptor on the platelet. So that receptor, remember, the receptor is that lock and key thing. So whereby the lock has to be able to go in and turn in the door. I mean, the key has to get into the lock and the door gets open. So the platelets have a receptor on them, and that receptor is for ADP. So ADP goes down to the platelets and sees the receptor that it's on the platelet that belongs to it, latches on, and voila, the platelets start on their journey of adhesion, activation, secretion, and aggregation, all right? So of course, it goes without saying that this wonderful scientist discoverers looked at the steps it takes for these platelets, and they saw that ADP plays a role. So why not block ADP, they thought. And if we block ADP, then the platelets don't get activated. If the platelets don't get activated, there's no secretion, there's no adhesion, there's no none of that, and there's no aggregation, and therefore no clot, which is the ultimate. That's what we're looking for. And that's how the thionopyridines entered the scene. They block that binding of ADP to the receptor on the platelets, and therefore inhibit anything that ADP could have mediated to activate that platelet, all right? So as you can see from this mechanism of action, this class is awesome and actually used for patients that are intolerant to aspirin or allergic to it. So this came very timely because they were an alternative for those ones who cannot tolerate aspirin or are allergic to it. That way we can say, how about we give thionopyridines, as opposed to thionopyridines, okay? So that's how that comes in there. And sometimes you'll see patients who are on dual therapy meaning they're on aspirin and a thionopyridine, reason being they're just trying to make sure that no clots sincerely happen, all right? So the first of the thionopyridines to be made was diclopidine, yeah. So it's not used clinically as much anymore. You won't see it used as much clinically anymore. And the biggest reason for that is because the side effect profile of diclopidine is not good. So the side effect profile are neutropenia, thrombocytopenia, bone marrow aplasia, which are pretty serious. So of course, when these ones that have the growl going on for them came into the scene and they didn't have this side effect profile, well, we stopped using diclopidine as much. So it doesn't mean that it's not there, but it's not used clinically as much today. So of course, with that side effect profile, this discoverers, scientists that are so amazing thought to themselves, self, how about we make a drug that does the same thing? We block this ADP because this is pretty cool, but has a better side effect profile. Enter clopidogrel and prasugrel, which I'll add, they have a similar efficacy to aspirin. However, when you compare to aspirin, their platelet inhibiting effects are long lasting and they persist like for 7 to 10 days after therapy has stopped. So what I'm saying there is that in as far as the efficacy of when you compare aspirin to the clopidogrel and prasugrel, then what happens is that it's the same, the efficacy is the same. However, these ADP guys, even after you stop taking it, it has a long-lasting effect where even up to 7 to 10 days, they're still doing their thing, all right? Okay. So prasugrel is a more rapid acting and potent platelet aggregation inhibitor. Because as you can imagine, you know, when cyclopidine came in and they were able to see, the side effect profile is not good. So we came up with clopidogrel. And then the next discoverers were thought, how can we improve on clopidogrel? How about we make this prasugrel and let's make it more rapid acting and let it make it more potent in this in inhibiting the aggregation. All right. So then the newest one in town came in and it is ticagrelor. That also does the same thing, blocks the ADP receptor on the platelet, okay? So with each new drug, obviously, we tweak a little bit so that we can make it better than the last, or maybe the side effect profile is better, or maybe it starts working faster than the other, whatever it may be. But bottom line, they all work the same. We are blocking the ADP receptor that's on the platelet, all right? Another interesting thing, all right, thienopyridines, and I'll come back to that ticagrelor, right? So the thienopyridines are prodrugs. What are prodrugs, you're wondering? This means that the drug has to be metabolized and transformed to the active drug or to the active part of the drug for it to work. So it goes in as, you know, this prodrug, and then goes through the liver, it gets transformed, and once it gets transformed, it's able to work. Now, note, I said that it gets metabolized in the liver, so guess who is involved? The CYP450 enzymes. We are talking about 2C19, 3A4, 2B6. So I hope when you hear that what you're hearing me say is check for drug-drug interactions, all right? Because it's having to go through this liver to be transformed from prodrug to the active metabolite. CYP450 enzymes are involved. So guess what? You know how CYP450 enzymes are. They love everybody. So make sure you check for drug-drug interactions. However, remember we keep improving them? This prodrug thing, you will only find it with clopidogrel and prasugrel. And ticagrelor is not a prodrug. It doesn't need to be metabolized by the liver first before it works. So of course, what I'm telling you there, it's a better profile for the drug-drug interactions. So you see how we did that? We start with ticlopidine, side effects too much, we don't like them. Come up with clopidogrel and prasugrel. And we're thinking, oh my gosh, this ones have to go through, they're prodrugs. They have too many drug-drug interactions. How about we make an ADP receptor on the platelet that doesn't need to be a prodrug? Enter ticagrelor. All right, so that's how we keep improving. Now, bleeding, as you can imagine, is the most common adverse effect for these drugs. All right, bleeding, that makes sense, because in any case, we're trying to make sure that clots don't happen, right? So it's the most common adverse effect. And so I hope you're hearing me tell you, well, especially when the patient starts taking it, to look out for easy bleeding and nosebleeds that don't make sense and stuff like that, all right? So the most common gastrointestinal side effect from these drugs is indigestion. But remember, there are side effects over time, they'll go away, all right? So others are headache, dizziness. I already talked about nosebleeds and bruising. And so I already told you that they have a dual therapy like with aspirin, and you'll see aspirin used a lot with clopidogrel. And of course, when they're used with other anticoagulants or other antiplatelets, the risk of bleeding goes higher. All right, so bleeding is a big thing, okay? Now, on this drug, there are no routine lab tests required. Therefore, periodic checks sometimes from patient to patient, case to case, Periodic checks of the hemoglobin and hematocrit so that you can look for signs of bleeding would be prudent thing to do. But again, that is a case-to-case basis because maybe the patient that you've put on this is more prone to the bleeding than others, all right? So those are the thionopyridines. Remember, they block the ADP receptor of the platelets. Some are prodrugs, and so they have to go through the liver to be transformed. And if that happens, like I said, make sure you look for drug-drug interactions, okay? But ticagrelor is not a prodrug, so that problem's not as much. And I cannot stress this more, as you start your patients on this class of drugs, bleeding, make sure that we don't have that, okay? Okay, let's get ready for the next antiplatelets. In the meantime, enjoy. Bye.
I am Dr. Wambui, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Drug Chat. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And remember to share with your friends. Until next time, stay inquisitive. Bye.